Good afternoon, Dr. Gary here. Dr. Gary on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We just got back from Texas. Anyway, today's topic is going to be, you'll never appreciate or understand what it's like to be disabled as a dentist until it happens to you and you can't go in the office. Let's talk about that. So anyway, we've now been doing this for 12 years. We have 10 employees, and we're doing the nationwide dental brokerage. Our phone number is 201-663-0935, and our website is dentalpracticeguide.com. You get a lot of useful information there. Everything you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. If you're thinking about selling to a DSO, please give us a call, because we work with many of them and they will pay our commission. Sometimes we're able to get the legal fees reimbursed, depending on certain criteria. So give us a call, you know? So it's beautiful springtime, summertime here in Jersey, and we are having fun. We just got back from Texas. We saw Phoenix, Scottsdale. We saw the DEO convention. It was very good. We enjoyed that. And, excuse my glasses. It's getting bright out. We saw the DEO convention, and I thought it was enlightening. It was helpful to the doctors. It's Dental Entrepreneur Organization, and it was energy there. You know, you should check that out if you can. For us, we thought it was great. And also in Texas, we saw three of them out in like Bexar County at 1.6 million. In West Texas, we saw about a $2.5 million practice in West Texas. And then we went to Beaumont, we saw a $1 million practice that wants to sell the building also. So we're really all over the place. We stacked a lot of miles. We do this for you. But our sellers, you know, we want them to understand that we're on top of everything. And we want them to be successful. We want to see their offices, what they look like. We just don't want to be a phantom and sign up somebody. So it was a great trip, and we'll have more information about that. But getting back to what I was saying about disability, today's topic, it's like, until it hits you. Today, I've never had back problems. Maybe once, a little bit, but really basically nothing. Now, I have pain in my left hip area. I couldn't friggin' believe it. I mean, I had trouble navigating, trouble getting in and out of bed, flying. It's like, until it happens to you, it just doesn't seem real. And this is something, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you got to get over it. You've got to get to the fact that, you know, they should have an exit strategy. I often say, you know, if you're at the top of your game and you're ready to retire financially, get out. Because things like what happened to me today, I didn't think it would happen. I didn't do anything to exacerbate it at all. Didn't strain it. It just happened by leaning over slightly at like a 10-degree angle. It's just nothing. It just goes right up your back, your side, and I'm in pain this morning. I'm in pain during the day. I went to see my chiropractor friend. Now I'm in more pain. But, you know, you do feel this. And you as a dentist often don't. When I say with dentists, you could be disabled. Other things worse could happen. They don't want to hear about it. Like, it's not going to happen to them. But unfortunately, it can happen to you. Just like I have this back problem right now. I definitely couldn't practice today. But I got a problem, you know? And how do you handle this problem? It's not easy. Hopefully this goes away, but what if this is a permanent disability? You're not going back in that chair. So this is how you have to think, that while you've got a good, maybe you're 58 years old, you want to go to your 63 and find a specific dollar amount that you can sell the practice for and final gross, you're going to be all happy. But it doesn't always work that way, you know? There's a lot of variable time, variable movements. You may have to get out earlier than you think. But disability is real. It does happen. It happens when you're unexpected. It's unexpected. It just happens. And I can feel it. Believe me, I'm feeling it right now. And I see what maybe some people may be going through. It is devastating. My back hurts. I'm having trouble getting in and out of the car. And so many dentists tell me, I'm not going to have a problem. Don't worry about it. My father lived till 98 years old. My mother lived to 95 years old. And I'm going to, I'll get over this disability. Or the disability will never happen to me. What if you get cancer? What if something else happens? Always think about getting out of the game a little earlier. And you may not have gotten all the chips you want in the pot. Maybe you have 1.2 million instead of 1.5. I don't know your numbers, but you got to let it go at one point. And that's the way you have to think. All right, Jack, Dr. Gary signing off. Bye.